As anybody that's followed me for any length of time knows, I buy whatever Apple tells me to buy. And so this week I'm going to get my sticky mitts on the latest generation of iPad. I have to say I'm very excited about it. In particular, I'm excited about the Retina display. And like millions of other people, I'm going to be trying it out on all kinds of websites and apps and the rest of it. With the last generation of iPad outselling any other manufacturer of PCs, we can expect to see more and more of our visitors accessing our sites using this new Retina display over the coming year. The release of the high-resolution display on the latest iPad, in my opinion, reinforces a couple of arguments I've been making, and indeed a lot of web designers have been making on their blogs over the last few months. First, with many web app owners currently scrambling to update their apps to use high-resolution graphics, the iPad Retina display perfectly demonstrates the problem that comes about when you design for a specific device. This approach involves updating your native app or your website every time a new device is released. A much better approach is to build your website so they respond automatically to these new devices as they come along. And we've talked about responsive design and why that works so well. No change is necessary when a new device with a different screen resolution or size comes along. Secondly, a Retina display reinforces my belief that we should be using CSS and not images to provide effects like drop shadows, rounded corners, and gradients. One of the arguments I often hear against this kind of progressive enhancement is that why should people using older versions of IE miss out on the rounded corners, drop shadows and gradients, because we can make those things work on Internet Explorer using images. Now, there are lots of reasons why that isn't such a great idea. However, the latest iPad shows us why this is a bad idea. Websites that use imagery to achieve things like drop shadows, gradients, and rounded corners are going to look pixelated on this new modern device, all for the sake of supporting an old browser with a dwindling user base. We need to be designing for the future and not the past. The devices that people are going to be using rather than the devices people have used before. We need to build our websites with that in mind. Yes, our site should work on older versions of Internet Explorer, but that doesn't mean we should go about compromising the experience of those that have got their hands on the latest iPad, because those are the people that are going to expect crisp and nice graphics and are going to expect a higher quality from their websites. Now, there are actually other issues that the iPad throws up in terms of downloading large high-resolution graphics. But if we can be using CSS instead, then we avoid those kinds of problems. So there you go. I think the iPad is interesting, not just because it's a new cool gadget that I get to play with, but because it reinforces best practice in web design in terms of responsive design and in terms of progressive enhancement.